This is Morning Edition. I'm Will Michaels. All 170 seats at the state legislature were on the ballot last night. Republicans will continue to run the General Assembly, but will do so with smaller margins. Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry joins me now for more. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Will.
Democrats made a concerted effort to end this Republican veto-proof majority in both houses. How did they fare?
They were able to pick up 9 seats in the House and 6 seats in the Senate. And effectively what that does is that it ends the supermajority in both chambers, and it gives Governor Cooper what we expect is going to be a more prominent position at the negotiating table as we look ahead to 2019.
And how close were some of these races?
They were very close. There were 5 races that were decided by less than a percentage point, which means they could be going to recount. On the Senate side, there was one race. A Republican incumbent from New Hanover County, Michael Lee, lost by 38 votes. And then on the House side, there was a Republican incumbent, Bill Brawley, who was trailing for much of the night. We were waiting for in the neighborhood of 3 hours for the final precinct to come in. And then Brawley ended up winning by 48 votes. So some very tight margins here.
Republicans still have majorities in both houses, right? I mean, can you talk about the way that this changes the power dynamics, if at all?
So the GOP will hold majorities come January of 66-54 in the House and 29-21 in the Senate, unless something happens with these recounts. But if things hold, that's where it will stand. And Republicans, I expect in the days to come, are going to say, hey, Democrats raised unprecedented money. They put hundreds of thousands of dollars into some House races that they didn't win. So I think that the rhetoric from the right is going to include, yeah, they raised a lot of money, but they didn't take back a majority. They perhaps should or could have done better during this midterm. So it is significant in the fact that the supermajorities are gone, and Governor Cooper is going to be able to sustain more vetoes now. He's vetoed 25 pieces of legislation, and 20 of those, or 80%, has been overridden by this legislature.
Maybe in the time that we have left, we can dig down a little bit specifically into where these races happened. You talked about this being very effective for Democrats in suburban areas, but where specifically in the state did they make these gains?
So on the House side, there were 3 pickups by Democrats in Wake County, 3 pickups in Mecklenburg County. And then on the Senate side, there were Republican incumbents in the Senate that lost in Wake, Mecklenburg, Guilford, Cumberland, and New Hanover. All of these with maybe a little bit of an urban tilt, but very much these suburban districts within the major population centers of the state.
Nationwide, there was this so-called blue wave the Democrats really wanted to bring upon the U.S. House and the Senate. They did get the majority in the House. Did it sort of translate that way to the North Carolina General Assembly?
Feels like a ripple, maybe an undertow that's going out with the tide. Was not a wave by any means. I mean, a wave would have seen the Democrats take back one of these chambers, and perhaps that would have been a tsunami. So not, by my estimation, a wave per se. In terms of voter turnout statewide, more than 52%. In Wake County, almost 58%. The last time North Carolina had a blue moon election like this one, turnout was 36%.
Jeff DeBerry, WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Check out all of our election coverage at WUNC.org.